I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, June 28, 2012, to order. First order of business we have this morning is request for professional administrative services and newspaper services. If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Erickson, we get two separate bids this morning. I'll
yes.
let you proceed as you wish.
Yes, I do. I have two separate bids this morning, and if it's okay with the commission, I'd like to proceed with the newspaper services one first. I've received two responses, as one from each of the local papers, and this is RFB number 201206-188 for newspaper services, which expires at the end of this month, the current agreement that we have.
Mr. Erickson, could you give us that bid number one more time? Is this it right here?
No.
201206-188.
188.
And the first one that I'm opening is from Branson Tri-Lakes News. The required page is signed. And the response page is completed. The pricing is $6. Per column inch.
$6 per column inch?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. The next one is from Ozark Mountain Newspapers. Required signatures are in place. And their bid quote price submitted is $4 per column inch.
Motion to award bid number 201206-188 to Ozark Mountain newspaper or paper?
Also known as the Taney County Times.
Also known as the Taney County Times. As low bid.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award the bid for bid number 201206-188, which is newspaper services, to Ozark Mountain Newspapers, also known as Taney County Times. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify accordingly. The next item is a request for proposals. RFP number 201206-187, Professional Administrative Services, and Mr. Atchley is present with me here to answer any questions you may have or give out any details. I have received one sealed response, one sealed envelope to this request, and I would ask for direction from the commission as to whether or not to proceed or to not, being that it's just one response.
This is the services required for the buyout. Is that correct?
Yes, that,
Bob,
that's correct.
I mean, I guess the question is, we have one response. We send it out to numerous people. What's the
29.
What's the timeline? Bob, I mean, is this is a critical piece of the puzzle, and if we chose to rebid it, would that put us behind schedule a lot?
At this point, I don't know that it would. We and kind of what's prompted this bid, and if I could just give you kind of a brief synopsis of where we are. And
sure, wish you would, please.
Basically, of course, we initially applied for a hazard mitigation grant program funds via FEMA, and that's a program where they provide 75%
right.
of the total cost for the buyout.
Right.
And at this point, we've submitted our application to SEMA, to the State Emergency Management Agency. They have forwarded this application on to FEMA. In the meantime, we've also applied for community development block grant funds
right.
for the 25% match. In conversations with Andy Papen with the Missouri Department of Economic Development, he's indicated that the Missouri Department of Economic Development has a policy that essentially they won't officially approve our CDBG, our Community Development Block Grant, until we receive FEMA approval. But off the record, he was essentially telling me off the record that he felt that we had a query.
I'm not real sure that we should announce something
okay.
he told
okay.
you off the record.
Okay,
publicly.
That's what I wanted
yeah, this
to
is
say.
On the record. This is on the record we can be. So.
But, yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably best. Okay, right. So that's what this is the FEMA part.
This would actually be for administration of the CDBG portion.
Gotcha, okay.
But at this point, I don't know that it would necessarily delay because we...
haven't seen the federal money first.
Well, and we haven't gotten approval for the CDBG grant.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that we have a good possibility of receiving these grant dollars?
I do think there's a very good chance of receiving both the FEMA funds and the funds via
Thank
CDBG.
You.
Well, knowing that this... if we wanted to rebid, I'd sure like to see more responses to this. There's a lot of private grant writers out there looking for work, and maybe we can repost it. So, gentlemen, I'd like to reject all bids and reissue if that's possible. I'm just talking out loud, but only one out of 29, that's a low percentage. And
I'm curious, and just a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
Is there special... is there a reason people would not have bid on this? Is there something or some special requirements that they have to provide, or do they have to have certain certification, or do they
bonding
have to be involved?
Or
is there something that would have kept these people from not bidding?
I'm speculating, and I was kind of questioning the same thing. We actually utilized the listing that was provided to us directly by the Missouri Department of Economic Development. And we were required to seek out all of the firms and individuals that are on their list, and we've sent a direct. But the only thing I can really think of, honestly, is the grant itself was already written, and so this would be strictly a grant administrator, and so I don't know if potentially some of these folks didn't want to get into this thing in the middle of the process. I don't know. I really don't know why there wasn't more of a response.
If we went back outside, what length of time are we looking at? And
I mean, we can turn around, what, 2 weeks, 10 days?
Not 10 days, but that'd be out. 30, within 30.
And what's the cost for us to go back out? The dollars.
Well, I work for free, so that's that's easy to figure that one out. But
I don't know that you should have announced your salary.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm happy to be here. Just the price of the ad, which just went down a bit.
Just went down.
Two points. Everyone got, that's at the top of your list, provided the same information. The only question is at the very beginning of this,
at the top of the page, it looks like that Mr. Astley and the name following the name of Mr. Astley are not underlined, and that it was what it looks like.
Yeah, that's only because they are already in my system.
I understand, but what it looks like if you receive it that way, mm-hmm. that we're letting you know that we sent this out to all those other people.
Well, let me explain what this is. When I send out bid invitations via email, I use a blind copy process.
Okay.
Because some folks
sure.
would probably
that
be,
makes sense.
Be a little bit queasy about letting everybody else know what their email address is. People are funny that way. So what happens, in order for me to make a record for my file of who that went to, in my sent folder, I have a copy that has their addresses, but I have to copy that address in order to print it. So that's all that is right there. That's just letting me know and the commission who all this went to. If not for that process, you wouldn't even see those email addresses.
I got you. And that makes sense.
A blind copy. So, and it prints out their name, his name, and Debbie's name on there because they're already in my system.
So, Jim, your comment is you believe we need to go back out and do it as quickly as possible.
Correct.
Bob, your comment to Jim's question was, would this slow the process? You don't believe so.
I really don't believe it will at this point.
And if we do go back out, this is no reflection on the procedure that's gone out. It's just that we've only received
one response.
One out of 29. So I'm in favor of sending back out. I was hoping it would be less than 30 days. But
if we make a motion to that effect, I would suggest that we mail that bid back unopened and let that individual know that we did not wish to share what that was.
So I'll call it. I'll just call him.
Competitive.
Yeah. I can call.
So do you need a motion, Ron? I guess a motion to reject that bid number, probably?
Yes, we need a formal motion.
Motion to reject bid number 2012-06-187.
Then go back out.
And then also direct purchasing division to go back out for bid.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to reject the bid that was provided for professional administrative services number 2012-06-187 and direct the purchasing officer to go back out to bids. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else for me?
Sir, no sir.
I think I've got some stuff later, but I'll come back.
Thank you, Mr. Astley. Next is a request, it's called State Audit Announcement, that I requested be on the agenda. As I was traveling, I got a call from the State Auditor's Office, and State Auditor's Office has informed me that they will be conducting an audit of Taney County, and that if the media requests information regarding that audit, we really should refer them to the state auditor. And the reason for that was that they will come down, they will meet with us, and then at that time they will determine the scope of the audit, the areas that they believe need to be audited after they've done a cursory review of the books and departments within the county system, and we'll move forward at that time. The auditor's office also has stated that they believe this will probably be late fall or late in the year that this audit begins. And that was dictated based upon all the other audits that they have and the workload that they have. But the fact is that they will be moving forward with the state audit in Taney County. And that's all that I had was just I wanted to alert everybody to that and allow the media to know that, in fact, that's where we're at. The lady that I spoke with was Regina Pruitt, I believe. Regina Pruitt. Agenda request review.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your conservation. First, Nikki, on this regarding number two, in my meeting tomorrow, in my calendar, I don't have the time that that is. Are you aware of it?
I can tell you in just a second.
Okay. Would you help me out by getting a hold of Leslie, because I've double scheduled. I also have a meeting with Bart River Valley Historical Society at 10 with Leslie, and see if I can move her up to, say, either 9:30 or following the meeting with Jonas and Chet. So if I could see her at 10:30 or 11 or whatever fits her schedule, then tomorrow's pretty open for me.
Okay.
So on the number two gentleman is presented, I'll be meeting with those individuals tomorrow.
All right. Looks like number one's going to take place this afternoon, so.
Correct.
Number three, are we looking at August that we're looking at?
Probably, okay. Yes. I'm waiting on the sewer department to get back with me on a couple of dates.
Okay. When do they normally meet?
First and third Tuesdays.
First and third. Let me just look at the calendar. First and third Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Okay. It'll have to be the third for me.
Last week on Thursday, didn't we discuss having them come to one of your commission meetings? Because it's so hard on off days to get you guys.
August. So talk, for my schedule, the week of the 20th is a good week. Before that week, I may be out of town. I don't even have that date at all. So I didn't have that. It's here. Okay. So then we definitely need to put this week then.
Yes.
Week of the 20th?
The week of the 20th is the earliest we can meet.
Okay.
I guess I don't have that on my calendar, Ron. I'll put that on my calendar now.
Somewhere I've got paperwork on that if you don't.
I don't have any paperwork on it.
That was emailed, gosh, a long time ago. Mailed. It was mailed.
Yeah, I don't have it. Okay. All right.
Danny, number four? Oh, you're going to find the date for us on number three, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
About some of the information that was placed before us last week, or how do you want to pursue that?
First, I asked Nikki to...
To turn it on.
She's got it on here. Mm-hmm. To, at the very bottom, on the very last... It's the next to last.
Yes.
I asked for a courthouse personnel update. I'm asking that we put on Monday's agenda a request to meet with elected officials and or their designee to chat about where we're at in policy decisions regarding pay within the county system, where we're at regarding any potential changes in programs that are in existence, since I saw the mention of the article of loggers within one of the local media. And I just thought that it would be good, in fairness, to let the public know, and let the elected officials know, that there was a petition that had been presented to the county commission for the county commission to consider, and that based upon that petition signed by a truckload of county employees across the system, and perhaps a few elected officials, and I'll have to go back and look to make sure of that, we made the decision to have the study done and sent to us. Now, there was a request as to why the public hadn't been informed and different officers hadn't been informed, and the fact is, I think pretty much most people know about it, but we're required to have a public hearing and discussions after it's laid in state, if you will, for 45 days. So at that time is when we bring that up. And I just want to have that discussion and let the elected officials and employees know that, and then present the petition back to them, perhaps. But, and I thought it would be a good time for us to chat a little about where we're at in this process, since there's so much being said, and there's a lot of politics that are beginning to get involved in it. I don't think that we should let politics get involved in it. I think that we just need to make the decisions that we're going to make. So hopefully we can have some time on Monday. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
Now, that does not respond directly to what your verbiage is there. And if you want to set that up separately.
My end. Set it up together, but I do.
That's my phone.
There was some statements made about some people not knowing about some stuff, and I want to get to...
How much time do you need, Danny?
It'd take me a very short period of time to...
5 minutes.
5 minutes would be fine.
For Monday?
Yeah, I have it on Monday also. BOE starts, is that right?
At 1 o'clock.
Okay, so we have a shorter commission day, okay?
Yes.
Since that's fine, if Dan wants to, how he wants to respond to that. To follow up on Ron's item also, I very much would like to have that posted Monday if we can make time for it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we can put that together.
I mean, he can either begin or end, but just make sure... Just put them together.
Yeah.
But make sure we label it so he can have that discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, on the back page, what Ron submitted, I would like that on Monday also. On number 5, on the last one on the first page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't had any updates at all. Is that posted because we have updates from the appraiser?
Not yet. And that's, I had put this on there and visited. But there's a couple of issues. We visited, I had HDR, wasn't it, come in this morning, and they have a survey on one piece of property. We have a discussion about basically two pieces of property.
Okay, so they have something at least to bring to us. Okay.
Right, and that's the reason I want to put it on here.
15 minutes? I know we're going to be tight, but, I mean, 15 minutes, Danny, you think of that?
Or less, because there's a presentation...
Right.
Paperwork to give to you, and then basically a quote from on the hill besides.
Okay. That would be fine. And then the first item on the second page, that was taken off the agenda, and the property owner has contacted me multiple times trying to figure out when that's going to be reposted.
After the August election would be my suggestion.
On number 1 of the second page?
Absolutely. Because there are a couple of officers that are going to get involved politically regarding this issue, and I don't want to allow that to happen.
So it's a political issue?
Yes. It's become one.
That puts the constituent in a very bad spot.
Actually, I think it puts the constituent in a much better spot.
Right, so you have information I don't have, so okay. I'll contact the constituent here in just a few minutes and let him know some thoughts, and or maybe you
should. I'll call him.
Okay. Because wasn't this same the constituent that sent us a letter from an attorney? Okay. All right. The second item is the road and bridge update, which makes sense. Do we have time on Monday?
I believe we can squeeze it in.
Okay.
How much time, Randy?
30 minutes. He has requested.
How are we going to have time for that? We are.
I can tell by the way you're looking at
me. We'll have to stay on schedule. What she's going to say is that you can't go. We can't go long on Monday.
Yeah.
There are a couple issues that...
Because if you look at the calendar right now, prior to this discussion today, we have a county commission meeting, and that's it.
So we were open.
1 o'clock. So we had several hours that were
okay.
open.
Okay, put it on for Monday.
And that last time, Ron, I've reviewed it, you've reviewed it, I know we just have some questions about it.
Well, part of my question is...
That one.
In printing it off, it doesn't print all the words. And before we give permission for that, all that needs to be cleaned up,
formatted, right?
Right. I mean, Nikki read it off on her printer. I looked at it on the computer. It looks this way on the screen, and you can't read it.
Okay.
I think that the thought that is behind this is good. The information is good for the public, but I really think that if we're going to present this, there's a couple of things that we need to do just to tweak it to make it look better.
Is that 15 minutes? Is that a 5 minutes discussion?
Do we need to even discuss it?
No, I mean,
willing to come before you and discuss
I understand. I've had some feedback with them. Danny, you reviewed it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you want to give him feedback individually, then we don't need to have a...
I think that's the way to go.
Just go individually, we don't have to post anything.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. So you can just take that off.
Okay.
So you're going to go speak with him?
Yes, I will.
Does that fill us up to noon? And then we have BOE in the afternoon and the swearing in of the officers, and have we already done that for the year?
I don't remember.
I don't think
we have either, because we haven't met as a BOE yet.
Yeah.
Do we have? Do we know how many days we have filled up, Larry? Do you?
Yes. I know the first and second. I think she's working on
that. Here's my concern, guys. The books aren't turned over yet, are they? Here's my concern. We start Board of Equalization on the 2nd. We have a legal notice that says that the taxpayers must submit their request to be at Board of Equalization, and it has to be postmarked by the 30th of June, which is a Sunday.
Right.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have our first day of Board of Equalization and 2nd, and then it's going to be in the newspaper. And as soon as it's in the newspaper, we're going to have 2 or 3 dozen taxpayers that are going to say,
I didn't get an opportunity.
I didn't get an opportunity, or I missed it, or I didn't see the notice originally. I want to come. And we're going to be forced to say,
sorry,
you're too late. So my point is, we had originally planned for several days.
Right.
I think that if we consider opening it another day, if in fact we do have those requests, we can still take care of everybody in a very short order.
Statutorily, we can extend it for a week on the moving it from June 30th to July 7th, for example.
I believe so. We'll ask Donna.
Okay, I'm absolutely fine with that. If we can move the appeal you know, the day to be postmarked to the 7th, which is that Saturday, which is 7 days later. I'm fine with that because you're right. Once it hits the paper, we want to give the constituents an opportunity to appeal.
Okay.
If we can move it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. If we do the 2nd.
We start the 2nd. Uh-huh.
And the, what you're saying is the 3rd, once it's out there that we're in BOE process, are we going to extend to the 7th? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right now.
What
right
I'm asking
now,
to extend is the time that people have to make an appointment.
To, okay. Yeah, to appeal.
And I don't know, while out in the public and everything, I've been asked about some of these things, and they just want to know when they can come in. And I said, well, have you made your appointment yet? No. I said, you only have a certain date, and that's June 30th, to get that done. How many other people are out there that's in that same situation? I had 2 or 3, you know. So, and whether a person says they're going to come in or not, they may not come in. They said, well, we'll get in touch with someone and see what the process is.
Right.
But I think it's a good idea to give every notice, but let's see if we can do that with the clerk, see if she can set that up. And has she turned that completely over to...
The assessor hasn't turned it into the clerk yet. He doesn't have...
I mean, her scheduling is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I know. I think Christy's handling it. I don't know.
Jen, what time does the paper... What day does the paper come out next week?
Wednesday.
So yeah. It'll come out on the 4th. Why don't... Yes. It's just that once people know that they're here and people are appealing, then they're going to say, me too. And we're going to say, the deadline's passed and we're sorry we can't hear you. You have to wait another year. And I don't want to do that. I just...
Well, and it is an even number year. And there's a lot more limitations on what BOE can do on even numbered years.
There is.
But, I mean, they still want that. I still think we need to be able to let them file and be told that.
Here's the thing. What you're saying is exactly right. Do they need to know that they... The BOE is going, yes. Does it mean that they what they are asking for can be even answered
right
this year?
Do you want me to grab Christy?
Probably not.
Yeah.
So
Christy would be good.
Would you get Christy?
Yes.
I had, yeah.
Jan?
I'm sure that we can run something.
No problem. Okay. Our primary question is can we extend the date that's already been advertised that we're going to cut off? I believe that we can, but... she should be here shortly to give us that information. Guys, what else do we have that would go on Monday other than what she's presented? She what?
I asked her to step in
here. Nikki, do we have anything else?
No.
Let me state that do we agree that we're going to continue, if we're allowed to, statutorily?
To move to the 7th, move it back 7 days, yes. I would like to move it back 7 days if we can statutorily.
And
with appointments to be moved that way also?
Well, no, this gives a bit. We have the entire month of July, and I think
we can finish up on Monday afternoon, probably on the 9th, and we'll be done.
Yeah, I mean, it's that we have that few people.
Uh-huh. I know that's most of the people that's asked me, the 2 or 3 people that's asked me, they, 2 of the issues they can't even address this year. So,
do you want me to touch base with Christy?
I'm sorry?
Do you want me to touch base with Christy?
Yes.
Or do you still want her to?
Just let us know, and then we'll announce to the media what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to move it forward if that's possible. What else do you have for us, Nikki?
That's all I have.
Mr. Erickson, it says we have cancellation of an RFP. Thank you, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for having me back. In reference to request for proposal number 201204-175, aircraft maintenance provider, released on April 7th, opened here on May the 7th. We had one responder. The commission, as a reminder, instructed me to open that one response. We forwarded that information immediately to the airport board for their review. And I was just alerted the other day that during their review process, that particular respondent has withdrawn. The airport board had instructed the airport manager to inform me of that, as well as request that this RFP be canceled. They are going to seek other solutions and remedies to this issue for now, and I'm here at this moment formally requesting the commission to vote on canceling this RFP.
And that is coming from a recommendation from the airport board?
Yes.
Motion to cancel. The RFP 201204-175.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to cancel the RFP for bid number 201204-175 as recommended by the purchasing director. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. The motion carries.
Thank you.
Be right there. You want to make the announcement that's on your computer, mister?
It is the Supreme Court. Let's stand the Obamacare, including the individual mandate provision. So.
So there you have it.
There you go. It's official.
Beth, is it Schaller or Schaller? Would you like to join us? I'm Ross. Right.
Nice to see you again.
Office and Dan.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, that's right.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Not a problem.
Let me note for the record that we have Beth Schaller with us, who's an area engineer with Missouri Department of Transportation and the County Commission. And Beth have been working towards beginning or undertaking regular communication between MoDOT and the Taney County Commission. And so today really is just a formal meeting day and an opportunity to, if in fact we want to bring some specific issue up for comments, to do so. And with that, we'll turn to you and ask for comments, Beth.
Okay. I don't really have any comments. I have been a regular attendee probably since last August or September of your Transportation Advisory Board meetings, since that seemed, you know, direct related to our interest. But as Ron and I discussed yesterday, it's good to have this relationship, and I'll probably attend once a month is what I'm planning on doing. And just see if you guys have any questions. I know I talk to Randy every once in a while, so mm-hmm. We have a direct line. But so far, there really hasn't been much come up in the last year. We've got the joint project between the commission and MoDOT for 76 and T, mm-hmm. think that's been completed. I know that we're still working with Mr. White on an ultimate solution to his drainage concerns, I think. But I think what's in place right now, if we have a rain or something that comes along, he's going to be in good shape. So.
Excellent.
So, other than that, we've had an overlay. I think you've probably seen it on 125 down to Bradleyville. Mm-hmm. They will continue that down basically to the Arkansas line later this summer. I haven't got a schedule from the contractor on that yet. And then we'll also be overlaying 160 basically from the three-way stop junction out here all the way through the county and into the next county. So that one's planned for this summer also. Haven't heard a start date on that yet either. So
is that chip and seal or an overlay?
That's an overlay. 125 and 160 were both scheduled for overlays.
Okay. I seen that there was a couple of roads, I think M, trying to think of those in the Cedar Creek area that were new chip and seal also.
Yeah, I have a map here that shows me what we've got going. Let me look at it. Because we had several routes that Jim Jewsbury, the supervisor at the Branson building, he was in charge of the chip seal program for this entire area this last month. So,
Randy, would you like to come up and join us?
Same roads are Double O and KK in the Sea Creek area and Kim Highway for the chip seal.
Okay. Thank you. I was getting there. There we go. I found my sheet.
Randy, why don't you repeat that, because I don't think you heard on the microphone.
Okay. The roads that MoDOT had recently chip-sealed in the Cedar Creek area were State Highway M, KK, and 00.
I see yesterday that they striped 76. Those roads, I guess, are on the striping program also because they weren't striped a couple of days ago. So, I have a lot of conversation with the public because of our intersection project at T Highway. Mm-hmm. They want to know what is the plans either for an overlay or chip and seal on the extension of T. There was some problems there that with some potholes that developed in a correction process that you guys were trying to take care of. But it's probably the number one thing that I hear throughout that general part of the county is the condition of T Highway, not the intersection, but the total existence of T
the roadway surface.
The roadway surface. And it is, I was down at it is in somewhat bad condition. So
okay.
I didn't know when it was on your schedule, or I don't know when to. What to tell them.
Okay, and I don't know right now off the top of my head. I'll have to check with Jim and see what.
Okay.
They do planning 3 years out for any major, like chip seals or extensive patching or an overlay. I don't know that any of those three are in the works, but I'll just check with him and see. If it's in that bad of shape, I know we've got something planned. I just don't know what.
Right. Actually, you went through with some kind of a patching equipment that actually had a nozzle out in front of it, and they pulled the truck up and filled those holes. It just so happened that it happened, and you know how sparse rain has been, but it happened that they got a little shower down there, so
okay.
That was the problem, is that it came out after it was.
So our pothole patches did
yes, not hold. If you would just check on that and okay. Actually relay that back to Randy so that I can have something
yeah,
to ask everybody ask the county commissioner about something.
I understand.
Yeah.
Your office is in Branson?
Yes.
So?
Yeah, I'm in with the resident engineer and then the maintenance facilities right there also. We're on one campus.
Excellent. But what I heard you say a minute ago or a while ago was from the three-way stop, it's going to be 160 all the way to the county line.
Yeah, actually, it's quite a ways into, is that Ozark?
Yeah.
It's quite a ways into Ozark County also. They already, it was already programmed when we used to be the Springfield district, And so it went all the way. I'm not sure which route it goes to in Ozark, but it goes extensively into that county also.
That's a lot of miles.
Yes, it is. I don't have the exact mileage for the entire project on my notes here, but it's pretty extensive.
Do you have a start date? I maybe missed that one.
No, that's what I was saying. I haven't heard from the contractor when they're planning on starting. They have to be completed. Our completion dates for overlays, they're always allowed to start about mid-March, and they have to be done by about mid-November. So that we give them a big window so that we can get the best prices, so they've got the most flexibility.
I know that has concern to us on the Hilda Quarry.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason I was asking if they knew for sure.
What about the quarry? I'm sorry.
The contractor's going to use the quarry there, and we're having to move some material at a rather fast pace.
Oh, okay.
To meet the...
Yeah, we've run into the same issues over in Berry County. The maintenance folks were doing some hot mix overlays with maintenance personnel, short stretches, and we were doing a major project on Route 37 all the way down to the Arkansas line, and we can't get hot mix right now because the plant, all they're doing is making mix for APAC. So.
Right. I had one other issue that I needed to visit with you about, and it was of concern, a lot of calls about the chip and seal on 76 Highway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read some of the comments on the
lots of windshields chipped and things like that. I actually had mine chipped. Okay. But here's where I'm going with this. I had Road and Bridge to try to document so that we could turn in to you, and I didn't know how your process went, and then I found out that they have to fill out paperwork from MoDOT to take care of that. And so they had sent a list of names in, but these people have also been referred to your department there at MoDOT to see what could be done about that. And I didn't know whether you had a meeting or how you went about addressing that issue, or did
we have a risk management division?
Okay.
That handles all that. We actually have people that are dedicated to, it's actually the employee safety and risk management division. So they're on normal days, they're dealing with employee safety issues, but when we have claims come in, they also deal with the claims.
Right.
And there's a whole, you know, a very straightforward process on making a claim and getting it processed.
The reason I say that is because there's so many people that anything that lays within the county, they think belongs to the county.
I understand.
So we get all the calls.
We get both ways. I've gotten calls on county roads, and I know you guys get calls on state roads.
So when these people call us, and I just call the girls at the office, and I say just take their name and phone number in. So I'll have these returned and tell them that they need to fill out the paperwork. I think some of them will have already done that.
Okay.
Brandy, have you got any specific questions or thoughts?
Not right now.
We're starting this process. I think as we begin to meet on a monthly basis, hopefully, maybe we can have or put together a small agenda to go through and regular issues, and then maybe we won't have one at any given time. But I think the fact that we're sitting down and we're going to start regular meetings is a great thing.
Good.
And it just opens communication, and it allows us to chat with you and you with us. And hopefully by working together, we can meet some of the challenges and face together. Do you have some more comments?
That was really all I brought. We've got coming up next year, we will be doing some overlays on the rest of 160. Let me find my map. And we will also be doing turn lane improvements on 160, basically from 65 down to Forsyth.
Tell me about the turn lanes.
We will be adding turn lane improvements at all of the state routes, the junction with 160.
So the F Highway intersection?
F Highway intersection was scheduled as its own separate project for the following year.
Okay.
Not next year, but the following year. What they've done is they've put it in as an alternate on next year's project. So it'll be bid this fall.
Okay.
And if the if the base bid, without the alternate, comes in cheap enough that we've got room to fit the alternate in when we add the two together, we'll go ahead and include the Route F intersection in next year's project.
And that's the reconfiguration,
correct? If not, then it will be
correct?
The year after.
Is that the reconfiguration that they had talked about?
Yeah.
Moving the stop sign? And
yeah, they'll be reconfiguring some islands, probably adding a little bit of paving to make the alignment a little more evident that F will be now be the main route, and the 160 coming from the basically from the west there, or from the north, will be the stop condition.
Right.
So.
Beth, has there been any discussion at all, possibility of three-laning part of 160? I know in this foresight area that was a high priority.
There's been discussions. I know it's been mentioned at the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments discussions, that type of thing, but there's no funding. I mean, there's not a funding mechanism there for that large of a project at this point. We've got a long list of needs for our area, and that's on the list, I think, and you might check with I can't remember, are you familiar with Dan Watts with SimCog? You might check and see if that made your list, because I know we're voting on that in August on the priorities for the SimCog area.
Speaking of priorities, did you've reviewed or have a copy of what we've done as our advisory board from a prioritization of roads in the county?
Yes, I've seen that, yes.
Okay.
Do you know when you'll have a final adoption of that, or has it gotten to that
point? It hasn't got to us yet.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it had gotten to that point yet or not. So.
That has been a request that we adopted, but I didn't know if the advisory board wanted to make any more revisions to it before they brought it to the commission for adoption.
Okay.
I think there were some additions and revisions.
I'm hoping it's very soon.
Yeah, and it'll be a living document. I mean,
right.
The way you guys have it set up, because hopefully when there's money and things get addressed, they'll roll off of the list,
right,
and then you'll be able to add new projects.
Right.
So.
I would like to mention this to you, and I know that it'll, it's a matter of money, but there's a real concern for me as the Eastern Commissioner on the winter blading of 160 being a federal highway or U.S. 160, as the amount of plow time and all those things that are discussed in that. I wish that there would be a reconsideration on the amount of time used. I think it's one, the list we got was one time in a 12-hour shift that the road would be plowed, and I think it being a major thoroughfare for all the way through the county, that I wish there would be some reconsideration on that, because our people that work on that end of the county, if a plow goes through and the way the weather is and it comes snow or ice and people cannot get back and forth to work, and it's we are the fuel that operates the economic engine of Branson for Taney County. The eastern citizens are, and I wish that MoDOT would have some consideration toward that fact that we are.
Once every 12 hours? I thought there was part of 160 that wasn't even going to be hit.
Given it's so warm right now, this is not a discussion I've had in a while. I don't know if I've got our storm events guidance with me or not. I don't think I do.
We did receive their priority list of what they put as far as their snow removal, and from the junction there at 76 and 160, from there through Forsyth and Kinjiguan was on their priority, mm-hmm, but from there going east was on a less priority list.
Yeah.
And it was due to reorganization and cutbacks and that was a concern.
But I don't know
us,
what
so.
The criteria is for that. I'll agree with you. I know that it's a major, what we consider a major route up to Forsyth,
right,
and then beyond that, the volumes drop off. So.
But Danny's comments are well taken, and then we're down working those county roads to get people to the state road, and then if we can't move around the state road, it's...
We will continue our operation of life. It's a hard time to bring this up because we didn't have a winter.
Yeah, we were really, we weren't hoping for a bad winter, but we were hoping for a good test of our new configuration to make sure that we could meet all of our commitments, and we didn't really get a test, so.
And we have several state representatives and some other people that are going to be signing something and send it to you on the request. Just our transportation board will have interest in that part of it. It's a major concern before it takes place, and we have to discuss it in the middle of a testing period. So I would like for you to reconsider that for our citizens on that side, or at least we have a very good working relationship with you about dropping our blades in certain areas, but we had a one voice of concern that said that if we dropped our blades and it caused some kind of an accident or something, that we would be held responsible, and we can't afford to do that. But I would like for you to have someone send us an updated message on that particular subject.
Okay.
We may not have had much of a winter, but I think we're going to have a summer.
Really?
Your powers of observation are
just pretty keen,
immense.
I think.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Danny, Jim, any other comments for today?
No, sir.
Beth?
You guys took it easy on me today.
Nice
we want
guys.
You to come back. We'll get you there.
Lull me into this false sense of security.
Exactly.
I see how you guys work.
We very much appreciate you being here today. And I'm delighted that we're going to start this process where we meet on a monthly basis. It's very important, and it's important to keep our lines of communication open. And as you said, you and Randy have a direct line, so that works good.
Yeah.
I think this would be great as far as scheduling different work so we're not interfering with each other depending on where our workload and their workload or work in conjunction with them. So I think it would be a good
great.
Thing. Okay. I will keep that in mind and try to make sure I bring maintenance information with me too, then not just construction. So.
Excellent. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's nice seeing you all again.
Very nice to meet you.
It's actually cool in here. Thank you very much. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
Now I've got some more.
Go ahead. Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes until Jim gets back.